Ross has all the spring deals you want, so you can say yes to more looks for you and your budget. Tube tops for less? Yes. Dad shorts for the weekend? Yes. Mini skirts for less than online? That's a yes for you and your bank account. Find your certified yes for me moment and save 20 to 60% off department store prices every day at Ross. Hurry in for spring deals today. Items and styles vary by store.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/SXM. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required. Cancel anytime.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hi there, I'm K-Town, and on this edition of Mysterious Radio.
And that is the greatest advantage. So my message to the CIA that monitors everything is, you know, forget about it. Don't worry. You know, it's rough enough trying to get this information out. Let the guy alone. You know, you people are going to have your run for a while, and you're going to get exactly, you know, what you've been sowing the seeds for. And unfortunately, so are the rest of us as these things come down on us that Meyer has long foretold.
And that's actually very, very scary. I want to ask you, and I can't wait to talk to you about that in the second half.
Sure.
Now, with these craft visiting Billy throughout the years, did they ever show up on Swiss radar?
Yeah, as I recall, there was a Swiss military air monitoring unit, something like this, in the Swiss Highlands. They had, I'm not sure of the exact number, if it was something like 238 or something, radar sightings of UFOs right in the area where Meyer lived. I mean, right there. Right there. Now, of course, the skeptics want to try and debunk things. This is the thing about people. This is where the shame of the waste of intelligence and human life is, when one's mind is so bent on attacking and debunking. And, of course, it's illogical. They ask for evidence and proof, and then when you give it to them, they spout off on things that are completely irrational. So when Swiss military air monitoring, you know, whatever they could call, when they publish this stuff, well, of course, they have to be attacked for some kind of mistakes. It's no mistake. Myers reported these things. There's 125-plus, 130 eyewitnesses to the craft, five other photographers. Yet the know-it-all, know-it-all. So what can you do with things like that? Except you have to let people, I mean, I have to learn this because I keep on trying to reach out to people, and you think you're going to make some inroads where they're going to be just even neutral enough. And then all they can do, it's like a spring on automatic. It springs back with the venom and the anger, and they don't know why. They've poisoned themselves. They're committing a slow suicide of consciousness rather than engaging in rational discourse. So that stuff's kind of too bad. But it's, you know, this you can even test one of Meyer's photographs from 1981 on your own computer just with Photoshop. It was accidentally discovered by an independent analyst who ended up doing several reports and authenticating Meyer's photos. It's a great work. He's done lengthy reports. And then he took one of these photos. It just looked like a gold. The skeptic said, well, it's just a gold model in front of a black curtain.
I've actually seen that
Photoshop.
With Michael.
Yeah, yeah. I think he dimmed the brightness and boosted the contrast or whatever. Suddenly you see it's an object hovering over a gravel road next to a grassy hillside. a 10-year-old child can do the same thing. I'm about at the level of a 10-year-old child with computers. I could get, I dropped it in Facebook, in Photoshop, and there it was. And other people around the world have been doing it. But you see, the skeptic, they've got other explanations. No, it's, you know, and then they go off into irrationality. So my discipline is to go, look, some people have to go down the drain. That's what they want to do. Don't waste your time on those people. Spend and dedicate your time to those who, even if they're skeptical, want to learn, want to test, and make up their own minds. So in this case, 10-year-old kid, any of us, we can go online, pluck this photo right off of my website, drop it in Photoshop, and there it is, hovering over a road. 1981, before computers, before Photoshop, before digital effects, Billy Meyer and his 35-millimeter camera. There it is.
Awesome. That is amazing. That is absolutely amazing. Let's put in perspective the type of, I guess you would call them beings. Did Billy refer to them as beings, humanoids? What exactly did he call them? What did he call them?
Human beings. They're like okay. us. They wow. are like us.
Okay.
Human being.
I'm sorry. Yeah, can we discuss, you know, their, you know, how they communicated, you know, their names, how old they were, or do they, you know, their lifespan? Can we get some background on them exactly?
Our fully human being, as I said, representative of races that we've seen on Earth, skin colors, and Billy's met some different other skin colors as well. Interesting in two stories, but they are fully human. They live anywhere from 900 to maybe 1500 years. These extended lifespans are basically our own birthright, but there were genetic manipulations done to our distant ancestors literally millions of years ago that prevented us from attaining that, but we will regain them through science. That is something that's basically has to happen and will happen. So we can look at these people as more advanced and more developed, but we have to also know that they have gone through their own horrific growing pains. These people, as space travelers, as high-tech people with much more developed consciousness, let themselves be misled. This is going back tens of thousands of years. They were involved in their own wars and terrorism. They even created, some of them created a religion around two of the people in their society. I mean, they were nuts. I've got the whole document freely available on my blog. And it took the intervention of other people who came then who were teachers of the same spiritual teaching that Billy brings over a period of a few thousand years to get these settled down. It took them a total of about 8,000 years. And then some 52,000 years ago, they entered worldwide into a state of peace that they've never left. And they say they will never leave because they live now according to the laws and recommendations of creation, the spiritual teaching. And they don't have crime. They were plagued by that, all sorts of stuff. And, of course, they put their time and energy towards mastering diseases and learning and discovering, you know, all the mysteries of creation and life. And so they don't waste their time and their lives, you know, clamoring and climbing over each other for pieces of silver and paper and trying to own and possess what others have and all the crazy stuff that we do thinking that somehow it's normal. So they are looking at us not with contempt because they're so far above us. They are far above us, but with an understanding that this is part of our evolution, with the hope and every effort that they can possibly make without interfering that we will survive our insanity, that we are right now on the brink of things that they've been warning about actually in the prophecies going back over 10,000 years. We're in them now. And in the more recent publications of these prophecies and all of that, we're in it. It's it. I mean, there are still some things we may be able to divert, avert, overcome. But so much of it now has gone so far past the point of no return through our uncontrolled bad nature. That part of humanity that just has been uncontrolled in negativity, that it's inevitable that this pendulum now comes back widely and broadly and deeply all over the world. And this country is going to see things that are unimaginable to the people of Earth, as Billy put it.
First, I want to ask you about the beings that, or these human beings that visited Billy. Do they have some type of special ability to tell the future? And how exactly do they do that?
Well, what I understand, the way they do it, there's several facets to that. But we also cover the prophets like Enoch or Henoch and Elijah and Isaiah or Jeremiah, who also prophesied, and unfortunately, all too accurately, going back thousands of years, they were also mentored by the Pleiaren. So the means by which they are able to do this is, at the most, let's say, in the most sophisticated means, would be through time travel, which they don't use all the time, but they can use sometimes to go forward and to see, you know, certain specific events that will, with 100% certainty, occur. They also have extremely advanced computers that can, you know, crunch information and make projections to a phenomenally high level of accuracy, because they also, with various kinds of computers and monitoring devices, can take in information about our world. So they actually know more about what's going on in our world than most of us do. And then there are the people who can either be clairvoyant to a degree and have certain visions, who have that capacity to be accurate with the visions. And then there's people who are, we call, let's say, the prophets or the teachers, who also have the ability not only to see forward, but to calculate sometimes using what's known as the true Kabbalah, the true numerical values. I cannot explain that because I am not really familiar with that. It's not something, you know, that I've delved into. Most of that information is still in German. But let's just say they have their means of doing this, and it's through the understanding of the laws of cause and effect that they can, through any means, make projections. Now, we have prophets, in quotes, in our world. We call them weathermen, stock analysts, sportscasters, architects, engineers, astrophysicists, anybody in any profession who takes known information and crunches it to create a projected outcome. Our projected outcomes, depending on the field and the abilities and technologies of people making them, vary in accuracy. The accuracy of the Pleiaren and the accuracy of Meyer and the previous prophets is extremely high. You know, it, when they're off, they're generally off because something is off time-wise by maybe a week or a day or something, or, you know, there's some variations of the theme, but it doesn't really affect the overall prophetic information. So they have these means, and they, you know, have built or given, if you will, this whole body of prophetic and predictive information. And we are seeing it come forward ceaselessly. I'll give you an interesting example, and I know you may have questions. We can go through any of them. In 2004, I put some information on my own first DVD called The Meyer Contact, The Key to Our Future Survival. And what I put on there was some of the information from Meyer from 1981, when he was foretelling the destruction of Paris by, you know, Islamic terrorism and all of this, 1981. Now, I would, after, you know, I first found this information, I also found the document in which he, in 1958, specifically foretells, and we'll get to that when I'll be able to read it for you, but I put that on my DVD in 1981. And just last year, I met a professor in Northern Arizona University who's a skeptic. I met him at an all-day skeptics event that I went to. I'm interested in what, you know, skeptics have to say. Some people are better than others. A couple people were very good. He was one of them. I looked around for him. He was gone when I wanted to interview him. But fortunately, 3 months later, I met him in a little coffee shop here where I'd gone to sing some music. I'm a songwriter, singer. And he came in carrying his guitar. And I waved him over and we sat down a couple of...
Price drop. Time to shop. Get to a Nordstrom Rack store today for first dibs on new markdowns. Now score even more, up to 70% off brands everyone loves at Nordstrom Rack. Denim, dresses, sneakers, tops, and more. Plus, get genius deals on jackets, sweaters, and boots for the whole family. Shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and save up to 70% with new markdowns. But hurry, deals this great won't last.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Old Soapies from the Midwest. And one thing led to another. I said, you know, I saw your presentation. I'm involved with something interesting. He said, well, remember what I told my students. I'm a tough nut to crack. I don't want crazy stuff and beliefs and blah, blah, blah. I said, fine, I'll send you links. Yes, yes. You let me know what you think. 4 months later, after vetting all this information back and forth, and we're even having lunches together on Saturdays and questioning me about stuff, he invites me to make the first of two presentations, historic, in an American university. I've already lectured in Canada. The first of two historic presentations here at NAU. Now, here's, to me, even the more interesting part. Last November, I make my first presentation a few days after the attack in Paris. The day after the attack, he sends me an email, which I can paraphrase, or actually, instead of paraphrasing, I think I could actually give you the actual wording, because I thought this was nothing short of amazing that this professor would say this to me. So
okay, go ahead.
Here it goes. I'll just read it to you verbatim. So he sent me this comment right after the attacks in Paris. This was a line in the email, and I copied it. He said, more on this later, but guess what the first thing I said to my wife was when we first heard about the Paris bombing? I knew this one was on its way. Thanks, Professor Antley. Now, he was honest enough to admit that I had sent him Meyer's warning some decades ago about the Paris attacks. And by the way, there's a lot more coming to France. Haven't seen anything yet. It's going to fall to Islam, and much of Europe will too. And that's in the prophecies we can get to as well. So this is the quality of information that we are, you know, inescapably involved with here. We are dealing with the most abundant, specific, prophetically accurate information in all of history. And the problem is, I mean, the good news is we're getting it now. The bad news now is that, as Meyer himself predicted in 1958, so many people can no longer tell the difference between reality and fantasy. They're tricked, you know, by the eye. They're tricked by things they see that is pure phantasmagoria, you know, in computers and movies and TV. They can't even discern anymore. But those of us that can, those of us that are curious, your audience, I'm going to assume, is among them, who want to at least have the opportunity to check it out for themselves, they can. And then they get to determine for themselves what to do about it once they come to their own conclusion.
Right. Now, we all know the meaning of prophecy is the revelation of events to come. My question for you, Michael, is, did Billy say that the events foretold to him can be changed or altered, or are they beyond our control and destined to happen no matter what?
Here's how we expand the definition. According to the information in the case, the definition of prophecy is warnings about events that will occur if humanity does not intercede, make course corrections in a positive direction in time. Predictions are things that are set in stone, usually kind of cosmic events, you know, things coming towards us from space or some events on Earth, like some of the earthquakes, not all, but some that are just going to happen independently. And predictions are also prophecies that have gone past the point of no return. That's where we are now with a lot of the prophecies, unfortunately.
Could you elaborate on some, if you know of any one of those prophecies that are just, they're going to happen no matter what?
It'll happen no matter what?
Yes.
Well, you see, you know, right now, with happening no matter what, some of this has turned into happening no matter what. So I could just, I could jump to the 1987 ones, where called the Henoch prophecies. And do you want me to read some of this to you guys?
Sure. It'd be great.
Or I can try and condense it, so it's not like I read sentence after sentence, because it can get a little, but I will do so without, without losing the meaning. So in this document from 1987, but let me add, originally written or spoken, however you want to put it, by the prophet Enoch over 10,000 years ago. And it was explained that, you know, when it was given to Meyer, they said, we used here the terms that refer to the actual country that Enoch was speaking about then, which didn't exist, like America and Russia and blah, blah. Okay. So what they said was that the United States is going to set out against all of the Eastern countries. But simultaneously, as aggression unfolds, we're going to have to defend ourselves against the Eastern intruders. So they say, this was published in German in 87. It's been on my website in English since 2002. That America is going to play the most decisive role because in the guise of striving for peace and fighting against terrorism, we're going to invade many countries of Earth, bomb and destroy everything. Okay. So the military policies of the USA will know no limit, as neither will their economic and political institutions, which will be focused on building and operating a world police force. If that isn't enough, in the guise of so-called peaceful globalization, 1987, published first year, peaceful globalization, American politics will aspire to gain absolute control of the world concerning supremacy and economy. That's going on as we speak right now, right?
That sounds like New World Order to me.
It is. It's the EU, it's the trade deal thing and everything else. And, okay, so it goes on. So it talks about how a lot of countries are going to lose their independence and cultural identity because the USA is going to bring evil force down on them. And initially, a lot of countries will be with America, including Switzerland and Germany. But then there's going to be a turning away, and they say this. Finally, many Asian, African, and European states will rise up hegemony once they recognize that the USA is only taking advantage of them for war. They'll be turning away from the US. Now, that is only part of it. Let me give you a little more, which is not so pleasant. A little farther on, it says, after describing things in different parts of the world, and in here, I mean, I can always come back and read you about Islam and the, you know, the crisis in Europe, which is underway. This has been online before any of this stuff happened. Now here's where it seems like we're not paying attention, folks, because they say, this is a prophecy, not a prediction, but decide for yourself. Far in the West, it will be different. The United States of America will be a country of total destruction. The cause of this will be manifold. With its global conflicts, which are continuously instigated by it, and which will continue far into the future, America is creating enormous hatred against itself worldwide in many countries. As a result, America will experience enormous catastrophes which will reach proportions barely imaginable to people of Earth. The destruction of the WTC, i.e. the World Trade Center, by terrorists, will only be the beginning. There's more. But for right now, it don't get better in terms of what happens if we do not change our direction.
Wow. Unbelievable.
And unfortunately, unfortunately, nobody needs to believe. I mean, in this document, I'll tell you one of the things in here that really blew my mind. They talk here about the Russian, because Russia is not only going to be attacking us, we'll get to that later, it's going to attack Scandinavia. And there is already stuff going on there. But here's something it stated in these prophecies. It must still be stated that the Russian attack will occur during the summer. This is for Scandinavia. In fact, starting from Arkhangelsk, Denmark will not be dragged into the war due to the insignificance of this country. Now, Arkhangelsk, have you ever heard of that?
No, I haven't, no. Actually.
Most of us haven't. I'll give you a little story here and I'll try and make it tight. A few years ago, I reconnected with a guy I knew 50 plus years ago. He'd been a med student. I was an art student. He's now a retired doctor. I find him. He's amazed to hear from me, invites me over to his house. What are you doing, Michael? I tell him about the Billy Meyer case. Oh, that's pretty nuts stuff, but let's have dinner anyhow. Okay. He's a scientist. He's a doctor. He's also highly religious, conservative Orthodox Jew. Brilliant guy. So one day I say, can I interview you? Forget the Meyer case for now, just about life, human life in the universe. Is that something that's probable? Yeah, he had no trouble with that. He gave me the scientific reasons why it would be all over the place, just based on science. Then I send him an article from 2012. In that article from 2012, it announced that Russia had just moved its troops to Arkhangelsk. Now, this had already been online 10 years prior. This guy, I speak to him on the phone, he says, Michael, come over and bring your camera. And he gave me an interview, which I included in one of my films. Billy Meyer is not a crazy man at all. I'm sorry, he's not a paranoid schizophrenic. This man should be listened to by our Defense Department. He said, I was also in the military. Arkhangelsk is under almost year-round cloud cover. I know this area. It would be a brilliant move for the Russians to stage there prior to launching attacks, not only against Scandinavia, but coming across through Alaska and Canada into the U.S. as it's prophesied in this document. As a matter of fact, in the document I just read you, America and Russia will have the most terrible weapons of mass destruction at their disposal, a fact which is already the case to a certain extent today, meaning in 87, and will clash with violent force against each other at the time of conflict, whereby Canada will also be dragged into this conflict. So the Russians are coming. But look why they might be coming. Well, they mentioned something about Canada. I couldn't figure that out until about 4 years ago. I started to find out why. Canada was making all sorts of deals that were really ticking off the Russians. And right in their face, deals with the Eastern European states hostile to Russia, claiming mineral rights where Russia had claimed them at the Arctic. And why would Russia be attacking us? Well, how about some warmongers right now that are talking about attacking Russia on a trumped-up charge that they're interfering with our election, who are salivating to launch a nuclear war which will crush this country and everybody in it, because the Russians are far more ready to do that. We are nuts to listen to these lunatics, one of whom at least is running for the presidency, and others in the Joint Chiefs of Staff who are utterly delusional, who want to drive our country into an unprovoked war. Russia has done nothing to us. Our CIA went in, destabilized Ukraine so they could have a phony, NATO and EU presence there. Just more of what the CIA has done since its inception to create death and mayhem around the world and blame it on everybody else. And now some lunatics are talking about having nuclear war with Russia. You know?
Unbelievable.
And I just want to say this because I do get riled up about this one. I don't think, you know, I've got a video on my site where I asked Billy just a few months ago about Clinton and Trump, the presidents, candidates. And he says, well, this is my personal opinion. This isn't what the player has said. If Clinton is elected, the devil is loose again. You get more of George Bush. If Trump is elected, it's just dumb. Neither one is fit to be president. And I said, so Billy, does that mean we get the two coming American civil wars? And he said, yes, indeed, your country will be wrecked. 10 years ago, when I was in Switzerland, I asked Billy, is the Iraq war fundamentally about oil? No, it's fundamentally about your dollar. Pay attention. Watch how things go. If they go a certain way, you may as well roll cigarettes with your paper money. All of this stuff is to prop up our dollar, our failing economy, the fact that this country has been sold out every which way by people in both parties. You're not a political person. I fear one candidate more than the other. But clearly, the American people are just being clobbered with utter nonsense. And the truth of these matters are being withheld from them. We are in danger here of letting the wrong people, unfortunately the one, ascend to the presidency. I'll be blunt about it. Trump would delay this kind of stuff because he actually would negotiate with Putin. And Clinton can't wait to get in there, the psychopath that she is, and start war for reasons that cannot be perceived by a rational human being, which means, well, self-explanatory. Again, I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Democrat. Neither are the Playaron or Meyer, any of the people. It's just that we're living in such insanity. And this insanity is present in Europe with Merkel, the EU, and NATO, who are provoking and provoking and provoking Putin. Over a year ago, Meyer, I have in my video, another one on my website, don't provoke Putin. Bad idea. He hasn't done anything. He doesn't want war. Stop provoking Putin. But no, the aggressive, you know, globalist corporate agenda, we're going to rule the world. The bad joke is that it just don't turn out that way. And if we would just back off, protect our own country, bring back, you know, prosperity to this country here. You know, Meyer and the Player wrote a whole article about the endemic racism in America from their perspective. They said, you know, the percentage of actually paranoid racist people in America is enormously high. It's ridiculous. They are fearful of the other person. They are fearful of the blacks. They're fearful of people who aren't white. Now, he said, yes, there's lots of good white people, but the percentage of people who are clinically paranoid is frightening because they fall then into all too easily into neo-Nazism and the KKK and the Aryan Brotherhood and all of these groups which are now rising up again, rising up in Europe, rising up in America, things. And intake. I think at times that people who have radical views, they align themselves with one candidate or another, depending on how radical their views are. I will say from my own analysis, though I think he's a bozo, a narcissist, and a blowhard, I don't think Donald Trump is a racist. He's too egomaniacal and too much about himself and his success to be bothered with discriminating against people. As far as he's concerned, if somebody helps him make another dollar, that's fine with him. He doesn't go around suppressing people because of race. He said things that were politically incorrect because he identified that so many unsavory types have come across their southern border. Yeah, but he just tells the truth that people, you know, that are politically left can't bear to have people speak. And then you've got lunatics on the right. So politics is a failed game. It's the art only of advantage. It has nothing to do with the welfare of all people. There's always somebody's playing for power. So long as we continue it, if we're still here for a few decades, we're told it by the Pleiaron in one of the contexts, by 2020, the U.S. will no longer be a superpower. That says a lot. It means the polarization.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
In our society, culturally, racially, economically, politically, religiously, every way, is only intensifying, and it will only start to corrode that which we call a United States of America, a superpower.
Wow.
So, yeah, sorry. I mean, this is what's here. This is my UFOs, extraterrestrials. Folks, stop listening to this nonsense about imaginary aliens and imaginary abductions. Those are done when they ever happen. Those are done by the military
right,
to keep
right.
people free.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And Michael, I swear this is the most captivating, amazing information I've ever heard in my life, and I believe every word of it. One thing I wanted to do is take a moment to read, and I found this on your website, by the way, what the Pleiarons, it was 21 things that they want for us, okay? Number three is what stood out to me, and I'm going to read it to my listeners, okay? We wish that a normal state of population and births be strived for on Earth, and in this regard, effective worldwide birth control be enforced, because only this, only through this can to excessive and overpopulation be avoided, and even further privation, criminality, hate against fellow men, war, exploitation of Earth's resources to the utmost, and it says, as well as new diseases, epidemics, and misery be avoided and contained. Now, the reason why that stood out to me is because earlier today, I stumbled upon somebody put it there. It's like a monument, if you will, that was.
Oh, George Gatch.
Absolutely. And the very first thing it said was, and you know, we've heard this before, they're trying to cull the population to 500 million worldwide. Has Billy said that they have foretold that this event would actually start to occur?
Well, let me answer a little, you know, trying to explain the position here. They have said when they called for this population reduction, first of all, it's not to be done by killing anybody. It's to be done by a voluntary birth cessation. Of course, this would take a more unified world than we have, because what they state is this, and anybody can figure this out. The core of our problems on Earth is the ceaseless overbreeding of human beings, which then and therefore demands more and more and more and more resources at a faster and faster and faster rate that the natural production of the planet cannot keep up with. That the planet cannot keep up with the natural assimilation and disposal of waste. That the proof of it is already in the environmental destruction that, you know, Meyer was calling out in the 1950s, and that's really upon us now. Wait till you see what comes. And that because of so many organisms, human beings, striving for the same resources, we create strife, we create illegal immigration, we create civil war, we create global war. And that if we had the sense to call a halt, and let the old live out their lives, let the generation for a while live, become old, die out, and let the natural population numbers reduce, we would in that process see the reversal even of some of the damage on Earth. We would begin to be less aggressive and hostile towards each other. We would see the wisdom of this. Now, is it possible that other people have called for certain things that, and those parties calling for it could be genocidal maniacs or whatever? Listen, Hitler was a vegetarian. It doesn't make all vegetarians, you know, monstrosities and genocidal maniacs. There are different things that people resonate with, some of which are good, whether we're nuts or we're sane. When you, if you take a little garden or a terrarium and you keep on putting organisms into it, after a while, it flourishes and then it implodes, it dies. It pollutes itself because it can't replenish. It can't feed and dispose of the waste. We live on a closed system, even though people don't realize it. The Pleiaren have published actual figures on exactly how much arable, developable, you know, land there is for growing food. They've talked about how much land each human being ideally needs for themselves, for their own sanity. And they, you know, they live this way. They keep their population down to, what, you know, 559 or 539 million, whatever it is. Because they go, you know, we're not crazy. We like peace. All of the stuff, the aggression over money and fuel and resources and energy. Why? Because there's almost 9 billion human beings on this earth, and it is growing every day because everybody's entitled to just have babies, right? I mean, it's my right. Yeah, great. But what about your responsibility if you learn this and you decide, well, you know, maybe there's something I could do that would contribute by not bringing more life into this world, especially even for the babies I'm going to bring into a world that's only getting more polluted, that's only more insane. What are we talking about here? What are we, you know, doing to the babies that come in now and all of the things that are happening that are, how do you call it, you know, genetic and illnesses and deformities? We're just out of balance. We're out of whack. But people, you know, we want what we want. And when you have that kind of mentality, you have all sorts of problems. This is a hard one. But believe me, the player are not here for this. They're not interested in seeing us kill each other and they'll kill off the old. Meyer, as far as 1958, was writing about the actual shame of how we treat the elderly and we discard them and we have no regard and respect, you know, for life, for the elderly, let alone for the, I mean, so many things here. So this is where people, you know, I encourage people to not even to believe the Meyer case so much as to go through everything, because there'll be plenty of stuff to provoke or insult or offend people, no matter what your beliefs and race and religion. You're going to find something there can't be. You know, it's like when I first read this stuff, going, you know, back in 86, when I started to go into this material, I thought for a moment, I'm just telling it like it is. I was reading stuff and I thought, oh my gosh, are these Nazis from outer space? They're speaking so harshly about Israel. Now, I'm not religious. I didn't come from a religious family, but my mother and father, both their families were persecuted and escaped the Nazis and the commies and all this stuff, you know, back in the 40s and earlier. They came to America in the late 30s. So I'm reading this stuff and I decided to open the Old Testament for the first time because I wanted to see what was, you know, written in that. And then I'm reading this stuff about what the God of the Old Testament was, you know, kill every man, woman, child, and infant in their mother's arms without mercy. Stuff in the book of Daniel and was Joshua and Moses. I'm a whole cow. Is this really what, you know, the religion of my forefathers is founded on? This is genocide. Well, it changed my idea about holy books, to put it mildly, and religion, the one that I would have, you know, been raised in had I been raised religiously, open our eyes to some of the insanity that we have simply accepted because it's in books. And what I was able, you know, I said to people, I published an article called The Fatal Flaws of Faith and Belief. And I said, look, every single religion in this world, the ones that are the mainstream, come from some tradition, rests on an illogical, inadmissible premise. You cannot bring it into a court of law. You can't bring it into kindergarten. And that premise is, what's in this book is true. Because this book says it's true. Oh, good God. That's what's run people for several thousand years in all sorts of various belief systems. And now, no wonder Billy Meyer pops up in Switzerland, a little guy, and starts saying, well, things are a little different than you've been told. They offered Carter administration in 1979. It was turned down.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
You know why?
Why?
It was, well, I can't even disagree with the, you know, the reasoning. I think it's a shame. They wrote a letter. They dictated information to Meyer. He wrote a letter, got translated into English. Lee Elders, one of the investigators, one of the skeptical investigators, who's no longer a skeptic, brought it to government people. He had connections to the CIA. They brought it to the Carter administration, and Carter read it. And here's some of the stuff that was in it. You may not molest our craft if we make them visible. You may not molest our intermediary person, Mr. Billy Edward Albert Meyer of Switzerland, who will act as our spokesperson for a while between us. And by the way, you need to tell all the people in America that all of their religion and belief systems are based on fantasies and lies. Oh, really? You're telling a Baptist minister to tell the American people this? And I said to Billy, didn't they understand us better than that? He said, no, unfortunately, for a while they didn't. They just, you know, they just didn't. And I said, oh, my gosh, of course, you know, Jimmy Carter's back. He's going to run the other way from that. So, again, this isn't meant to offend anybody. People are entitled to believe what they want. And even in the Meyer case, they say people should not be persecuted for their beliefs. They don't, you know, while we are not religious and we don't endorse religion, no one has a right to persecute another person because they're a Muslim, Christian, Jew, what have you. You have to let the other be. Let the other live. And, you know, your beliefs are not superior to anybody else's.
Absolutely.
So,
absolutely.
Here we are. You know what I'm saying? This is, we are scratching the surface of this material tonight, just in bringing up some of the more, obviously, some of the more dramatic elements.
I'm telling you, we could do a show for months on this. It is just... really, we really are scratching the surface. I'm glad that you're coming back in November, actually. But I want to touch on this before we run out of time. Now, there are certain people in the world paying attention, actually, to Billy's prophecies, correct? Russia and the Vatican are one of those. Now, I want to talk a little bit about the asteroid that he predicted that would impact the Earth or could impact us.
Yes. Okay, in 1981, and by the way, I should say we even have some of these, including this one, illustrated in comic book form, linked from my website. In 1981, was told by the Pleiaren that there is an object coming from the depths of space that they, the Pleiaren, are referring to as the Red Meteor, for whatever reasons. Maybe it's made of iron, or I don't know. We have theories. We don't know why they call it that. They said it's going to come twice, 2029, 2036. It probably won't hit in 2029, but if it isn't deflected before then, it will slam into the Earth in 2036, and it's going to wreak havoc. It will hit between the North Sea and the Black Sea. It will destroy lands and people. It will send all sorts of junk into the air that'll darken the skies and send toxic gases all over. We recommend that your scientists come together internationally ASAP to deflect this. Here's how to do it. Nuclear explosion nearby. Don't hit the thing because you don't want to have it coming down all over your planet. Okay. So we published this information. And within a couple of years, the Russians announced that they are calling for a joint effort to deflect this asteroid. NASA? Oh, don't worry about it. Nothing's coming. But then NASA does a funny thing. It changes its estimate of the size of what they have. When they discover it in 2004, they call it Asteroid Apophis. And then they change their size estimate to within 75 feet of what Meyer was told that it is. all-knowing NASA that denies everything about the Meyer case because they don't want to, you know, miss out on their paydays all the time. They changed their size estimate. Russia calls for a joint operation. I don't know how far along some of these things are anymore, but some people listen and some don't. And Putin actually, because the Playaron told Meyer some years ago, they said, you know, you are being read at the highest level, you know, of Russia and some other governments, but the Russians for sure, and at the Vatican. Now, they told him a few years ago, the Vatican will start to use some elements in your information to try to recruit more people. What happened in the last couple of years? The Pope is talking about overpopulation. The Pope is talking about protecting the environment. You didn't have this before. And this happens after the Playaron said, yes, they're reading you because they know who you really are, and they're not happy about it, but they're going to try and use it to their, you know, to their advantage. So Putin has probably at this point seen all the prophecies, and he's not looking for war, but he could read those prophecies and say, well, okay, I guess if America provokes us, we, you know, if there's any kind of winners coming out of it, we're it, but it's going to be a mess for everybody. So he's trying to avoid it because he knows that it's not going to be good. And this country, we haven't had war on our land. All these nice kids today that are worried about transgender bathrooms and political correctness and everything else, seen this in the streets, coming down from the skies. They don't know from that. I only knew from what my parents and my grandparents, you know, I had, you know, in my family were people who escaped the brutalities of World War II. That was as close as I'd ever been. But I get it. We're living in la-la land here. You know, today's football heroes and Kim Kardashian's overinflated butt and all the stuff that people are paying attention to, instead of the real life danger to real life. The only hope we have, to tell you the truth, in my opinion, this information has to go viral more and more and more. People have to know about it. They don't have to believe it. They don't have to join anything. They have to simply start getting informed and then testing it against what's going on in the world. With like the blog I put up today showing how Billy published information about all this stuff going on before these WikiLeaks came out, all this stuff about Ukraine and the connection of the, you know, the IS with the fund. I mean, all this stuff. He published this stuff. He called for an international combat force 2 years ago in November to contain and destroy as we go back to the Dark Ages. And all we do is we view it as an opportunity for munitions manufacturers. So they just drop bombs here and there, you know, and they're not really doing anything of impact on these people who are absolute psychopaths. Viral. Make it go viral. Let people know. And then it's up to the people. You know, I've done what I can do. I continue to put stuff out, but what can I do? It's up to everybody else. And there are other people, mainly in other countries. For 300 and some odd million people in this country, the small number that know or do anything about this, gosh, it's pathetic. It's really pathetic. So we can make a change. We're not going to get it from the top down. You're not going to get it from Trump or Clinton in a positive way from either one. It's us, because we're going to be dealing with the consequences of whoever gets in there. The sooner or later, in terms of civil war or nuclear war, how about those aren't great options? So it's the young people. What are you going to, you know, what are we going to do? How can we? Whew.
I tell you what, I totally agree. I'm scared for us. I'm honestly very, very scared for us. I appreciate you coming on the show. I really do. And I can't wait to have you back. That's going to do it for tonight, guys. Before we go, I would like to give you a chance, Michael, to tell our listeners where they can find more information about Billy, your articles, and your website.
Sure. Cool. My website is theyfly.com. And my blog is linked from it. My They Fly blog is linked from it. But They Fly. And I, you know, I have tons of articles, probably over 1,000 between the blog and the website. And I'm linked to translations and other articles. I have a shop. If anybody, you know, there's tons of free stuff you can read till the cows go home. If anybody wants to get a book or films or any of that stuff, especially like if you want a DVD, all you have to do is put Katina's name in there, and then I'll send you a second one for free. I've got one that's got 55 of the specific prophetic examples in it. Mind-blowing stuff. So that's my big commercial pitch there, you know. But it's all free. Otherwise, just read everything and start learning. Then think about people you know who might be interested. Don't, you know, if you know people who are really opposed to this kind of thing, don't bother them. We're not trying to missionize or proselytize. But if you know people that are looking for a way to make a real difference in the world, once you feel more comfortable that there might be something of value there, then share it.
To find out more about our guest and all others, please visit our website at mysteriousradio.com. And I want to give special thanks to our co-creator and executive producer, Kim Kyle, who brought this show to you today. And working hard behind the scenes, our team of four, I want to thank them as well. Follow us on social media and share the show with others that may like the subjects that we cover. I am your host, K-Town, and you're listening to Mysterious Radio.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.